One.
Whoa! Whoa! You stay away from campus right now!
If it's not my good friend William Oliver! My good friend here looked after the Acadia grounds from the mid-1890s till his passing in the mid-1930s. He's been, looking after things ever since. What seems to be the problem, Mr. Oliver? You look as white as a ghost.
Jerome, I told you not to be bringing people up around campus. There have been some bad happenings going on.
What do you mean, Billy?
No, Jerome, I'm not going to go into the details of all the tragedies that have happened to all the pretty ladies at Seminary House in front of all these pretty ladies.
Tragedies? Please, the kids go on. It's a ghost CD, after all.
All right, Jerome. Don't say I didn't warn you about these tragedies, telling you to keep away from campus. I'm going to tell you all about Seminary House. Seminary House is that big white residence at Acadia Grounds. Seminary House was built in 1879. It is a National Historic Site, the oldest building on Nova Scotia University soil, and the site of many a ghost sighting. Why, in the 1980s alone, there were eight. I'm holding up eight fingers. Eight verified sightings in the Prophet's Room, Room 315, Room 509, and the East Wing third-story stairwell. Students and visitors would be your parents or anyone you might have picked up at the Anvil, swears that they felt a presence in the room at night. A cold caressing of their feet when they're trying to sleep. Now, I like a foot massage better than anyone, but not from no ghost. There would be weird poltergeist activities like books flying off shelves, knocks on doors, nobody would be there, weird noises, and students swear that they saw a woman with blonde hair, kind of translucent, roaming up and down the back halls. Now, it has been well documented that Seminary House is haunted. Stories have been told to freshmen since the 1960s, and that's just what they were, stories. Embellishments, lies. I have worked at Seminary House for many years, and I know it has seen its fair share of death over the years. Two girls mysteriously died in the early 1900s, but it wasn't until an outbreak of typhoid fever around Easter 1911 that people stood up and started taking notice. Seven girls and one professor became gravely ill. Gravely ill, Jerome.
Gravely?
Gravely. And despite the best efforts of the local nurses and doctors, one student, Marianna Lockwood, passed on. Her father stood by her bed the whole time she was ill, and Acadia gave her a most impressive and solemn send-off. Now, two more girls passed away from an influenza outbreak that hit the house around 1918. Phyllis Kempton, Muriel Calhoun. My suggestion is if you live in Seminary House and you get the sniffles, you get the hell out. Now, the one student getting the most attention around Seminary House doesn't even appear on the Acadia record books, but her story grows wilder and wilder. Take it, Jerome.
And wilder!
Every time it's told. Constance Hagen was a nursing student who became pregnant during her second term at Acadia, probably from playing doctor. She was in her first term during her second term, eh, Jerome?
I hear what you say.
Now, Constance was scared. She was attending a very strict Baptist university. She didn't know what to do. Now, when Constance lived in Seminary House, there used to be an opening between the third and the fourth floor called a banistered well. Used to let light pass through. Oh, it was some pretty, Jerome. I will never forget the last time I saw Constance Hagen, and she had hung herself in the well in front of everybody. Now, I don't know who's been doing all these spookins at Seminary House. It could be Muriel or Phyllis. Could be Constance still tending to the sick and trying to get that nursing degree. The one thing I do know, Jerome, is a campus does not clean itself, so I need to get going, and you need to steer clear of this campus, you understand?
We can't just go this way once-
Jerome, I tell you this every 2 weeks. No, get away from campus.
You forgot the one-
Two.
Whoa! You stay away from campus now, do you hear?
If it's not my good friend, Mr. William Oliver. Billy here has been looking after the Acadia grounds since the mid-1890s until his passing in the mid-1930s. He's been looking after things in his retirement ever since. What seems to be the problem, Billy? You look white as a ghost.
Jerome, I told you not to be bringing people up around campus. There have been bad happenings going on.
What do you mean, Billy?
Jerome, I am not going into the details of all the tragedies that have happened to all the pretty ladies at Seminary House in front of so many pretty ladies.
Oh, tragedies? Pretty ladies? This is a ghost, what? Go on.
Jerome, don't say I didn't warn you about this. All right, let me tell you about Seminary House. Seminary House is that big white residence up on Acadia grounds. It was built in 1879. A National Historic Site.
The site of many a ghost site.
Oh my god.
The oldest building on Nova Scotia as well. I just said tragedies? Yeah. Oh, please go on.
Mind block. Tragedies, go on.
Tragedies? Please go on.
Alright, don't say I didn't warn you, Jerome. I'm gonna tell you all about Seminary House. Seminary House is that big white residence up on Acadia grounds. It was built in 1879, a National Historic Site, oldest building on Nova Scotia University soil, and the site of many a ghost sighting. Why, in the 1980s alone, there were eight verified sightings, including the Prophet's Room, Room 315, Room 509, and the East Wing third-story stairwell. Students and visitors would be parents or anyone you might have picked up at the Anvil, swears that they felt a presence in the room at night, a cold caressing of their feet while they were trying to sleep. Now, I like a foot massage better than anyone, but not from no ghost. There would be weird poltergeist activities going on, like books flying off shelves, weird noises, knocks on doors, nobody there. And students swear that they saw a woman, long blonde hair, kind of translucent, roaming up and down the back halls. Now, it is well documented that Seminary House is haunted. Stories have been told of freshmen since the 1960s, and that's just what they were, stories. Embellishments, lies. I have worked at Seminary House for many years, and I know it has seen its fair share of death over the years. Two girls mysteriously died in the early 1900s, but it wasn't until an outbreak of typhoid fever around Easter 1911 that people stood up and started taking notice. Seven students and one professor became gravely ill. Gravely ill, Jerome.
Gravely?
Gravely. But despite the best efforts of the local nurses and doctors, one student, Mariana Lockwood, passed on. Her father stood by her the whole time she was ill, and a week later, Acadia gave her a most solemn and impressive send-off. Now, two more girls passed on from an influenza outbreak that hit the house around 1918, Phyllis Kempton and Muriel Calhoun. I suggest if you live in Seminary House and you get the sniffles, you get the hell out. Now, the one student getting the most attention at Seminary House doesn't even appear on the Acadia record books, but her story grows wilder and wilder. Take it, Jerome.
And wilder
every time it's told. Constance Hagen was a nursing student who became pregnant during her second term at Acadia, probably from playing doctor. She was in her first term during her second term, eh, Jerome?
I know what you're saying, Billy.
Now, when Constance lived in Seminary House, there used to be an opening between the third and the fourth floors called a banistered well. Used to let light pass between the floors. It was some pretty. Now, Constance was scared and alone, attending a very strict Baptist university. She didn't know what to do. And I will never forget the last time I saw Constance Hagen, and she had hung herself in the well. I have to say, folks, she quite literally came to the end of her rope. Too soon? Nobody laughing?
We might have to take that one out of the script.
Okay, no worries, it's just a joke. Now, I don't know who's doing all these spookins and apparitions at Seminary House. It could be Phyllis, it could be Muriel. Perhaps it's Constance, still tending to the sick and still trying to get that nursing degree. What I do know, Jerome, is a campus does not clean itself, and I have a lot of work to do, and I don't want to be responsible for you and any of these people now. Please leave campus now.
Well, we just want to have a quick little...
Jerome! I tell you this every walk. Stay away from campus.
Go well, Billy.
So long.
Go well.